Charges of human rights violations in Venezuela are not new. But the latest report by a UN fact-finding mission paints a bleak picture. The report from October 2020 to August this year focuses specifically on what the mission describes as a judiciary system fraught with systemic impunity, lack of due process, and pressure against judges and prosecutors by high-ranking state actors.
Former judges and prosecutors interviewed reported that they and their family members had been subject to threat and intimidation. Nearly half of the former judges and prosecutors interviewed by the mission left Venezuela due to safety concerns.
According to the report, security and intelligence forces continue carrying out arbitrary arrests, brutality, and even killings against real or perceived government opponents, or those who question their economic interests and abuses of power. It adds that instead of providing protection against violations and crimes, the Venezuelan justice system is acting as an accomplice.
Of special concern to the mission is that we continue to document serious allegations of torture, sexual violence, and other cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment perpetrated during the arrest and detentions. In 67 of these, the detainees appeared in court with clear marks of mistreatment.
The report specifically singles out Venezuela's chief prosecutor, Tarek William Saab, for declaring that judges and prosecutors are in positions of trust, thus infringing on their independence. The UN mission laments that in the last 2 years, the Venezuelan government has refused numerous requests for information or access to investigate within the country. While there was no response to our requests for comment, Venezuelan government officials have repeatedly denied charges of impropriety and systemic abuses of human rights. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera.